We are continuing on Shulam Zohar on Nikud and Kesef. We're on page 205. And we are going to read a little bit of the Zohar. Then we're going to move from the Sugya of Atifa. We're going to move to the new Sugya of Mezuzah. So, you know, actually, I think that we actually did this. We're going to move, I think, straight now to 206 then. Kavanat Mezuzah. So it's a new parsha. We just finished the evening of going to the Bet Knesset Murtav with Talit and Tefillin, and now we're going to move over to the Kavanot of the Mezuzah. Hine adata asakta b'malata minhag umuva b'zoha kadosh l'erich l'Bet Knesset mi beto kishu l'uvash b'talit Tefillin v'ata nilmad et seder inyan an Mezuzah. So this is the Mokor from the Zohar. He's going to bring down in Daf Resh Samach Hei Amud Aleph. By the way, this is a complete hemshech. It's a continuation from the Zohar that we read earlier on about going to the Bet Knesset and putting on Talit Tefillin. That's why, excuse me, that's why he's putting it here. So the Zohar says as follows: B'shash Adam Magdim B'chatzot Alayla. When a person gets up B'chatzot Alayla, V'kam Mishnato V'osek B'Torah Ad Shmir B'Bok, until he learns Torah until the morning. Venu mafsik b'shena, and he doesn't sleep at all. Ela miyad b'boker holech b'talel. So he doesn't learn chatzot alayla and then go to sleep before lo tashach, but rather he continues all the way onwards. O b'boker umaniyat tefillin b'roshot tefillin b'rishimo hakadosh b'zro'o, which is a tefillin shel yad, umitatev b'atifat atali shel mitzvat tzitzit v'tzitzit kodem tefillin. כמו שכתוב בזוהר הקדוש, בא לצאת מפתו, מפתח ביתו, אני סבוץ לגטו. הסוגיה הוא פוגש מנזוזה שחושם בה שם קדוש שקאי, שין דלת יו. מבחוץ פתח ביתו. So the Zohar says before, that's the minhag that we have today, is to put on the outside of mezuzah, שין דלת יו. So he says, הרי שהזוהר הקדוש מדגיש את חשיבות עניין המזוזה. שקודם שיצא צריך לפגוש את מזוזה שכתוב בה שם שקה, וצריך להביא מהו הדגשה של זוהר הקדוש בעיני מזוזה. Excuse me. We have to understand what is this that the Zohar is so makbir on us that we should be pogesh, means to touch. It's not actually say to touch or to kiss, but rather pogesh means to go towards the mezuzah. Excuse me, but the minhag is to touch it and kiss it. V'hine, b'zohar kadosh et chayim, b'sefer kadosh et chayim, sha'a klalim, perek dal, that's at the beginning of the et chayim, the Arizal writes as follows. Ze sod ha-mezuzah shi'i ha-malchut. Mezuzah is the malchut. Ki mezuzah gematre adnut. Take the gematre of mezuzah, it's adnut. V'ruy litna b'sof shlish elyon shel petech l'ramez, אל המלכות שיצאה בשליש אליו שתפארת דזה וסוד והיה שקי בצריך. So this is what we do, is that we put the mezuzah a third. No, we put it all the way up, we don't put it all the way down. We put it a third from the top of the mashkof, and that is representing the malchut, which is grafting onto a third the third of the Tiferet of Zah. That's the way the halbosha between Nukva de Zah and Zah is placed. And that's the remnant of the pasuk Vaya Shakai Bitzarich. Shu Shem Shakai Amagin Maklipot Nikash Tzarich. Because the Shakai, the Koach, which it protects us from the Klipot. And the Klipot in this reference is called Tzarich. Tzarich Tzadi Resh. Yud Chaf. Ki lekach yatza malchut she mezuzah b'achorei zah, because the mezuzah, which is a remez for malchut, goes is always behind zah. Kedei shelo yeh achizah el klipa b'achorav, in order that to cover the back. Ki, what's an expression actually in English? You have to cover your back. So the Rachel, which is the Nukva, goes behind Zah and covers his back, and he covers her back. From what? From the Klipot. So that's the Inyan Mezuzah. V'lechein yesh koach b'shem Shakai לבריח הקליפה שהם צריר, שין צריר, יש חף. That's the כוח of שקאי. And then he says in brackets, שקאי, חשתיבו, שומר דלתות ישראל. Beautiful remez. עד כאן לשון. So that was all the Arizal in Shaklalim. Now, in Likute Torah, in Parshat Bereishit, it says as follows. The inyan etz adat, tov v'ra, hu bezun. Now we'll find that in Likut Torah explains to us it's a very important yesod of Etzadat. Etzadat, we know there was Etzadat Tovara, and that's a remes to the Arizal Tzun. Zer Anpin Venukva. Now, Zahu Kodem Shmistaim Yesod Bina Shisham Achasidim Avulim Omisham Limata Yonkim Achitzonim Liotam Migulim Nikara. So we know that Bina, which is Ima, which is in Stein, her Yesod by the Shlish Elion of the Tifer Dazam, or Mikan Le Abba, then we find that the Chassadim will come down from Yesod Abba, the Ima are going to be Megulim. Now, that's called Ra. Now, why should Chassadim, which are Megulim, called Ra? The answer is because then, since they're Megulim, there's no more Shmira, therefore the Klipot can get to them. ומשם למעלה מחוסים ביסוד בינה ואין שולטים בה חיצונים כנעוד אבל נקרא טוב and vice versa is true, the inverse is true when the chassidim are still in yisod ima, those are called the chassidim aksuim mekasuim, and therefore since the mechuse in the yisod ima, they are guarded from the klipot, that's why they're called the tov. That's the sword of Etz Tov Ra. And we continue. V'zeh sword mezuzah. And this, well, how's this tied to mezuzah? Anituna b'shlish elyon shel petah, that we put it on top, one-third to the height of the door. Ve'ina ki petah hu achorayin tiferet, because the petah hu achorayin tiferet dezam, ki sham orot migulim v'niftachim, ויוצאים אל האחוריים ויונקים משם הקליפות. So, because it's very interesting, because the Pesach of the mezuzah representing the doorway, the Pesach, the opening of the Shlish Elyon, which is the inin of the Pesach of Achoram de Tiferet, which is the source, there is a hole in the chest of Zah, which leads from the front of Zah all the way to the back of Zah, Shisham Orod Megulim, and therefore, once it leads out of that hole, it becomes Megulim. And we know that's a bad thing, because then there's no Shmira on Zah. On the chassidim which are flowing, that's the koach which is going to go to nukva. Niftachim v'yotzim v'achoraim v'yonikim sham klipot. V'lechein nikar ra, that's why it's called ra, k'nizkele'er. V'lechein nitna sham v'mezuzah, and that's the importance of the mezuzah, because we don't want a leakage of chassidim or shefa, or when they go to nukva, actually it's the gvurod. Whatever the shefa is, we don't want that going to the and empowering the tzadah chitzonim. And therefore, a mechanism called mezuzah is put into place, lavriach amazikim, in order to fray away the mazikim, and that they should not be yonik from the shefa. Klipot misham shelo yuchul leyanek misham venotim b'shlish elyon b'mokom nikra tov. V'zeh sod v'haya shakai b'tzarich. And again, it repeats this pasuk. Excuse me. Pirosh, ki shakai shindalet yud sod mezuzah. That's the sod mezuzah. Sheshem shakai katu ba'achoreya. It's written on the back of the mezuzah, not on the face. Not where you the mezuzah. What's the mezuzah? Is the parshas kriyas shema? Now on the back side of it, that's what the achorav of the mezuzah. That's where you put the shindalet yud. Ba'avur shelo yenukim achitzonim nikraim ra tzarich. ואויביך, enemy, וזו שנאמר בצריך, והנה מזוזה הוא סוד מל. Now the inyan mezuzah is also mal, mem lamed. כמו שכתוב, לך במקום אחר, טעם הנסירה, כי למה הציל את הצילות זון אך באך, לשיצטריך אך כך נסירה. והעניין, כי עד ידי המעשה אדם עובד אדמה, או מעשה קוצים, שהם הקליפות מן הכרם, קודם יצירת האדם היה ערב של ינק חיצוני מאותם, האחורה הם מגולים נקרא רע כנעוד, ולכן ניתנה למעל שהוא סוד מזוזה אך באך בפתח ההוא וסתם אהב, ולא יוכלו החיצונים להתרחז באחורה מחוסים זה בזה, כי פנים אינם אחיזה, וגם לא באחורים להיות מחוסים על ידי המלכות שהוא המזוזה. So, בקיצור, he's ramas to various things over here in this piece about a person working in a field and he's picking out the thorns with which are in the thorns which are in the field, which are being me'akev the fruits to grow, because every time they grow they get pierced by these thorns. So you're picking out these thorns, that's a remes to the klipot, and also the mezuzah is a protection to the backside. Now, why not the front side? Why was the backside? Because the front side, he says, the front side is too powerful for the klipot anyways to be yoning. So the panim of the patsufim is not a problem. The only problem is the achoraim of the patsufim. Now, there's the yinika. On that comes the malchut b'achorav v'zah to be shomer. And that's why we put the mezuzah, which is again the remez to the malchus, to be shomer the pesach. Really, according to this, for stam agav, it should be on the back of the house, not on the front of the house, according to this particular mahal. But anyways, let's leave that as a tzorach here. So he says the panim is not a problem; it's too much power. The achoraim is a problem. That's why you put the malchus. Oh no, achiza sheyesh lo sheel achitzonim b'mokom ahu. Hu neged rosh elanukva, but the particular focus on getting shefa from the rosh, I suppose, because that's the most powerful place of the nukva. Ke rosh agula ve'enu rochav, because it's round, not very wide. V'chein enu nidbak beguf, and the head is not particularly attached to the guf of za. V'sham yesh achizai lechetzonim gam beza, because at that place where the head is not so much attached, remember they're going back to back for a reason. Back to back means they're tightly tied together, in order that chitzonim shouldn't be yoning from her back or his back. But by the head, her head, which is leaning, her back of her head, which is leaning at the back of his, let's say, back of his back. Literally, the top part of his back. There, the head moves. It's round. It's not dovek. It's not square, flat. And therefore, you're gonna have a shtikel yenika from the chitzon over there more than the other places. Sham yisuchis lechitzon gam b'za v'kenegi yispashtu d'zroz shukayim el nukva ki noda ki anukva ein idbek b'za rak b'gufa levad. Kav im sair rag zroz shukayim dida neged zroz shukayim dida didei. אבל אפשר להתחז מה שאין, כן, אתה וזה סוג כנפם פחודות למעלה. האמור בחזקיה נדבר בספר התיקונים. So there you also have unique, he says, as well, by the arms and the legs. But principally the shmira, which is by the ikar shmira, is by the guf. The guf of nukva and the guf of the za, that's where the dveikus is mostly prominent, and therefore that's where most of the shmiras are happening. Okay, so that's the shtickle in Likuti Torah, Pashas Bereshit. Now we're going to do a shtickle in Tamei HaMitzvot, which is also the Arizah. So it says, the Arizah says in Tamei HaMitzvot, Mitzvot Mizuzah Shemat B'Shem Mora Zal, Kavana שיצא אדם מפתח ביתו ונותן ידו במזוזה ונושק. So here we find the idea of kissing the mezuzah. This actually wasn't brought down there. The Rav Chaim Vital is saying this, but he's not bringing this from his Rebbe, but rather one of the Talmidim, the Mora, Mori Rabbeinu Rav Avram could be. ויחבי מכוונתו שיצילו מייצרה שיצר במולב יוד Sadi Resh Sofetel Shakai Sheyechave B'Shem Shakai Ketuva Mezuzah Le'atzir Ha'yatara V'Nichnas V'Tocho Lachnio. And therefore the reason why a person would go and kiss the mezuzah is sort of a prayer, that's what he was taught over here. It's a prayer that Yechavan on Shin David Yud in order to save him from the Yatara. מקום מזוזה הוא בתחיל השליש עליון פירוש כשהשט צייר שליש עליון ואחר כך תתחיל ממטה למעלה ואותו שליש העליון הוא סוד מלכות שיצא מן החזה תחילת שליש של יום מתת העילה. So this is very similar to what he said earlier on in Parshas Likute. And then on page 207 he says, נמצאנו לנגי מדיבה קושי של רב במקומות אלו. So says Likute, from these various marmakons, from the Shaklalim, Likute Torah, Tami Mitzvot, all these different beautiful Sfarim, Kedoshim, he says as follows, Shepeta Romez L'Tiferet Zah. So the opening of the doorway is a remez to the Tiferet of Zah. Now, we know Tiferet Zah, which is the body of Zah, is the largest Sfira, and therefore, we always see the Arizal Kemat, always see the Arizal splitting into three thirds, okay? Top third, middle third, and bottom third. Vosod imash magia ad chazed zamonea klipod yichachesbe ela orot mukhsin. We find that Ima crouches down, Emma Bunim, that she's hovetzes al Bunim, she crouches down and puts her yosod inside the shlish elyon of Zah, okay, and therefore Nafkamina is the chassadim which are mechutzei in the yisod ima are going to be guarded there from the chitzanim. Ula me'achaz v'lemata, when you go further down the Zah, yesh lanu petach, that we're going to have an opening over there because the yisod ima finishes there, and once it finishes off, all the sheva coming down is no longer secure in the yisod, and therefore the kari yitichez ba'achorei Zah Ha-me-gulim, and that's a catch word because that's telling us that the chitzoni were able to get to it because they are revealed. Al-kein, that is why the mezuzah is so important over here, because then the nukva will come along, which is the meramez to the mezuzah, and guard those shefa megulim. Ke mezuzah gimatcha has nut, mekuma me'achaz v'limatim ha'achore zah, v'azazun em'arba'ach, o'mitzad ha'panim yesh at the Pnei Dezah, so on the front side, like we said beforehand, there's no problem because it's too strong, there's no unique over there. But Tzad Acho, Yesh Pnei Nukva, on the other side, there was the Pnei Nukva, also not a problem. Aza Kali, Bochim Misham, and then Yucholim Nerekim, Yachaz Kikol, Achiz Tam Yurak, Be'achorayim, because the only unique that we're going to find is on the Achorayim, not in the Panim. Vizua Inyan, she summoned Mizvah Pitach of Abayat Vishma and Metagen Merkali Mazikim Shelo Yaziko Lebayit. Sheinam Zahu Shmirat Zah Merkali Uma Mazikim Achim Shmir Betenu Meniskele Er. So therefore, again, we're always paralleling the spiritual world and the material world. Excuse me. Since we're discussing the spiritual world, we're protecting Zah from the Yenika of the Chitonim on the Chassadim Megulim. Now, paralleling this, as we know, the Klal is Mevesoch Erz Eloka, that's the Pasuk in Iyuv, we always have to see the parallel in our world. So therefore, we're medaming this to the Pesach Bayit, which is the also medaming to the Tiferet Zah, and therefore we're going to put a mezuzah, which is Meramis to Malchut, which is going to do the Shmir over there from the Yetzara. Old Katev Rav Lechavenu Mizuzah et Shem Shakai. Now the reason why we need Shakai is because we need those letters, and it's a powerful sigula. Katev Shem Shomei Magin Ma'akali Katev Lechavenu Sheyatza Mibeto Yetzera B'Milui Sheyetza B'Milui Sofetev Shin Dalet Yud Kaze. And you mechav the last letters of Shakai. Dalid Yesh Shin, וצריך להבין מהו סוד השם הקדוש הזה שהרב כותב שמגן ושומר מהקל. So what is exactly the secret of this special name which is Shomer on excuse me on us called Shin Dalid Yud? So לפי זה נראה לזה אני זיהתי לומר, excuse me, So let's continue that paragraph. But if he nearly any of that iloma, madush azag zoa kadosh madkish ha'inyan shekashiyotze mipeter beto kishu lavush lovesh. Sorry, just a mistake here. Lovesh b'talit filim pogesh et mezuzah mishum kshum b'maala kezot shezachal lech lebet knesset. כאשר זו הקדוש מעיד עליו שנסבר השולר דלת מלאכים להזכיר להכריז לפניו תנו יקר וישראל שבחר תפאר את פאר וכל השון קודשון ונורא של הזו הקדוש. ואז ייתכן שהסדרה האחר יתקנה בו ועלו יתגרה בו, ובפחד שהולך לבית כנסת צריך הרחוב ששם בדרך הרחוב ששם הוא מקום הוא שתחב עם כנודה. ועל כן אז יש פרוס מזוזב מכוון את הכוונת יצר ושקאי שכתב הרע בספר קדוש טעם מצוות שבעתיב לאל, ששם שקאי נכנס באדם ושומע עליו. על כן כחלק מהעניין מביא הזו הקדוש לכוון כוונה זו ויפגוש במזוזב לכוון כוונה זו להישמר מהם כנעיר הנס. נדעתי ברוך בדרך אפשר והשם יזכינו לכוון באמת. So remember, in the time of mitzvot, I'll just repeat it again, he says, מקום מזוזב בתחילה שלי של יום. מצוות מזוזב, שמת מאמרה, כוונה שיצא, when a person leaves his house, he kisses the mezuzah. And what's the כוונה? So the כוונה is, very simply, יחבם כאן מתון ליצים מהיצרה. So you מצי יוסף מהיצרה. And I'll tell you in a minute why that is. שיצר במלואב, because the יצרה, which is the same letters of יוצדיק רש, which is יצר, יצר, is we find that in the word shakai, because if you open up the word shakai, yud, tzadi, and then resh, yetzer, but the last letters of yetzer is shakai. Okay, so what does that mean? What's the connection between this holy word of shakai, this holy name of Hashem, and the Yetzer Hara? So he says, again, the Zohar Kadosh tells us that the person should leave the house already with Talit and Tefillin. The Zohar explains to us that the person leaves the house is accompanied by four different Malachim. These four different Malachim are sending out praises in front of him. Tenu'oz, Valulig, Tenu Yikar, Yisrael Shebachar, It Pa'er, all these different praises. So it's very mistava. He says that the Yitzhar is going to get a lot of, you're going to get a lot of kina, jealousy. And when there's kina, there's retribution by the Yitzhar. It's like Ainara, Kibyochel. And therefore, you're going to get retribution from the Yitzhar. So therefore, since the Yitzhar is hanging on to you and there's so much attention being brought to you, therefore, that's why we go and touch the mezuzah. Mezuzah is within the powerful name of Shakai, as we said, of Shakai, is found Noveya the Yetzer. It's Hobotalia. So the antidote and the cure and the poison is found in the exact same thing. That's often the case of medicine. You often find the cure inside the sickness. So therefore, as the Yetzer is being poiled, you take out the Shin Dalet Yud of the Yetzer and use it against it in order to save yourself. That is the Kavana over here of why we're mechaving the Shin Dalet Yud. And then he says, the Mekam Navi, and by the way, this is completely different from what we find in Yehi Chavod. In Yehi Chavod, we find 18 different combinations of the word Shakai. It has nothing to do with the Yetzer over there. It's a different part of the Halalukas over there, and Hashem, some other day we'll go into that. Now, Umikad Navi, Mash Ketuv Rabbeinu, Rashash B'Sidura Meir, Zeh Loshon Kodesho. B'Tzatzo Mepetach Beto, and this is what the Rashash actually writes, Halach L'Maise, he says, when you leave your house, what you do is, Istakim B'Zuzav, he Sod malchut anukva deza nikra mezuzah v'shasa min hachaze deza olemat. Exactly as we read. And what's the kavanah? The kavanah is, he adds a little bit more than what we just saw from the tamei mitzvot, which is v'yanir be'etzba'o nikra ama. You use your finger, which is called the ama. Shemisbara Miloy Ab. So the Amma is the Gematre says of Ab, Yudvav Dar Ke Yud, Yudvav Yud Ke Yud. Hashem Shakai. So you're kissing the Shakai with your Amma. V'yevsiya psiot gaso b'yichilato. And then you take wide steps. Usually you're not supposed to take wide steps because it's, the Gemara says psachim because it's m'may de'enayim. And that's why we look at the candles in order to bring that back to us. But since it's supposed this mitzvah of getting away from the Yetzer Hara, that's why I suppose he's saying you take big steps. Lebet Knesset, and also because you're going for a mitzvah. So that's why maybe that would save you from this miut enayim. V'yicharen sh'shnei ragla b'sod netzer holds. Now unfortunately it doesn't tell us why we're dafkin mechaven netzer hold over here, but I call upon him. That's quite a bit of information we have so far. V'hine, kavanu zu le'anich etzba'o, lo matzati et mekomo v'inyana v'ashem ya'er enayinu enayinu v'ezat Hashem. So we don't know all the histas himself because, in case we don't know all the mekor of the Rishash, where he gets this from. All we saw was the Rav Chaim Vital quoting Rav Avram, just the Yetz and Shakai Kavana, but he's adding in the Ab, he's adding the Netzahod, Matzav Naim, but unfortunately we don't know the mekor for that. So let's continue. After the dotted line on page 207, Kavana Kinisat Lebet Knesset. Now, a new Kavana. Now, Navata Limod said, "Can you bet Knesset that they become untold?" This is very nice as well. Ketaba Rav Shakavanot. Now, the Rav said, "In Shakavanot, Daf Gimel Amud Gimel." And Nichlas bet Knesset Lechem Design Meod Yerkev Me'ad Petach Kodem Shkinikas Ve'orod Atzmo Yare Ve'Ched Mezzer Lekanes Ve'Echalo Ve'Echal Malchosh Shel Olam. So, a person shouldn't rush into the bet Knesset. Says the Rizal, rather, you should wait by the door a little bit, shaking, understanding that he's walking in a place which is very, very kodesh, where Hashem is. Like the Gemara says that Ein Hashem Shora Ela B'Dalet Amud Shel Halacha or Bat Midrashim and Bat Kinesiot. Ve'inyan Ze Mo'il Me'od Ela Shlemut Shel Adam. So a person is not. It's not only a musavot that it helps you. Attacking middas and but rather it helps you just shlemes and a saga. It helps you get the Ruach HaKodesh, she says. But it says so pasuk mimidashti tirau, and then you become a mitzvah do oraita. Vegam zeh mash kutuv v'gemara b'inyan Achitofel l'ilmod David alav shalom pirush bebet Elokim neler beragesh. The pasuk says in Tehilim David the Melech was taught by Achitofel that you should go to the Bet Elokim, which is the shul, the ragish, with feeling, and what he translates as fear over here. The Rambam says, "Gam the inner ragish, the ragish that David is there by Edkinis to Bet Elokim, shul Bet Knesset." And this is the Zohar Kadosh. Kam me'ar siya, ba'ile barcha lemare, lemeal lebete. And you bow yourself in front. Once you get to the shul, you get up as a line. You go out to serve your master. You go to shul and you bow down. You bow down quite a few times in fear. And then you pray. That's what the Zohar says. It says Kishram kam baboker miyivarech et Hashem. And Pri Chaim and Shaul HaMasiyah, he says as follows: And Nichnas Bet Knesset Kvar Noda Mari Zal. No, from Amru Chazal, Shechayav Adam Ninaeg Moreh Bet Knesset. We know the pasuk says Mikdash Tiru. It's a Chazal. It's a pasuk that the Chazal told us that you have to be very careful when you go, not speak, holy little jokes and various lashon haros and so in the Bet Knesset, bepchad Bet Knesset. Vegam mash kutzuv bebet Elokim nele beragesh. So yagish adam veyirtaia beatzmo beachnasat Bet Knesset berov pachad alav ve'ein nichnas bet ve'ech nichnas bet Elokim bar shemot. A person has to really be shaking as he walking into the base of Mikdash. V'day says
כי זה עניין מועיל מאוד אל השלמות והשגת רוח הקודש עליו. A person gets רוח קודש because he's really feeling the שכינה at this point, because he really wants to feel it. קודם שנכנס תמתין מעט ותשעה. You wait at the doorstep a little bit. And what do you do? אם אחר להיכנס במורה פחד לפני השם אלוקים, יתבר שמו, ואל תיכנס בפתע פתאום כמי שאינו מתיירה חז ושלום. The person should just run in, but rather should wait by the door. מרן הרב מקמנה, it brings down הרב קמנה in a safe called שולחן טהור. כשנכנס לבית כנס ירגיש אורו יתברך, a person should feel the light, וירתה אדם, a person should fear, בהכנסו לבית מדרש ברוב פחדו איך ייכנס לבית אלוקינו יבר שמו. וזה עניין מועיל לשלמות והשגת רוח הקודש, להגיש בערת גדולה באמיתת אמיתית בעת תפילה, והוא שקודם שנכנס תמתי מיד משתאה תכוון להיכנס במור פחד לפני אלוקים, ועדי ברר שמו ולא יתכנס בפתע פתאום כמו שאינו מתראה חלילה. So he doesn't really add it to what the Arizal says. ויותר לנו מכל זה, עד כמה צריך אדם לנהוג כבוד בית כנסת. The person has to really have כבוד בית כנסת. כמו שיש לך להתחזק ולהתקיים מורד, רבינו אריזה שמדריך אותם כיצד צריך אדם להיכנס בית כנסת. ומזה נדבר כאן וחומר עד כמה צריך להיזהר ולהתנהג בתוך בית, בית כנסת בפחד בעת תפילת השם יזכינו ויעזרינו בזה. So we always need chizuk in this, because we're constantly going to shul three times a day, every single day, 7 days a week. We're in shul, and often we forget. We just run into shul. But you have to understand that Arizal is telling us this is a way of getting Ruach HaKodesh. It's a very powerful experience a person can if he wants to really experience it. And then he continues, "V'namshir b'divrei Rav, ol nimod v'ragesh el shem av gitatz." Now the word ragesh, we saw in Tehillim. excuse me, the pasuk had said to us that a person should go to the Beit Knesset and said beragesh. That's where David the Melech learned from Achitofel, bebet Elokim nelech beragesh. Now we're going to play on this word ragesh, it's very important. And this actually brought down the Siddur Hashash. This is one of the kavanot that you are, whilst you're standing by the door. We're going to have quite a few little kavanas. It's a very short amount of time, but it really impresses one person. This the Indian of Mikdashayu Tirou. Shuhu begematcha beragesh im mila beatzma. Ve'inenu shitzarich lechaven. Kshinichnaz bepetach bet knesset. Pasuk ve'ani berov chastecha avo betecha. When I go berov chastecha avo betecha. Now tichaven ki rov chastecha. So we always need chesed. Everybody needs a chesed, either for a shidduch or panasa or for health. Everybody's nobody in this planet that doesn't need some type of chesed. So you pray the first time you get into shul, rov chasdecha, like the verse says, meaning the chesed elyon. We know there's a chesed tachton, chesed elyon, chesed de kul yoma. It's a very powerful chesed which can influence a person's day. ובפחד כשאנו נכנסנו לערך המלך לשאול בקשתנו כי החסד הזה הוא הנקרא יום דיקולו. Here he says it, that the chesed that you want is the highest epitome of chesed, which we know is by Atik ועריך. It's called the chesed the יום דיקולו. We find it by the kavanos of Nane Alulav. We find this by the kavanos of Sfiras HaOmer. There is a tells us very much about this. It's a very, very powerful chesed, which is the access to all chasodim. So when we're going to shul to daven for panasa, for health, for all the shmoneh es, all the bakashot that we make, this is the place to do it. And on top of that, on the sort of the cherry on top of the cake, we mechab into this chesed elyon as well. ובבחד שאנו נכנס אליך לכל של יושב וכמו שאומרת נקרא יום הדיקולו, לכן כל הימים וגם בכל התפילה מגיעים לתפילות ערב ובוקר בצהריים, אתה נכנס בית כנסת חווים חסד הזה שהוא יום הדיקולו, ותכוון אל שם אבי גץ, avgitatz shuchesek nodav zod better looking erach beragesh. Usloma im shem avgitatz. Excuse me. Ha'ol begematcha beragesh. So the gematcha begitat. By the way, that's an bekoach. That's why I said it's the same thing we learned in the kavanos of Sfirat Omer when we say an bekoach over there after the sfira. So the abbreviation of an bekoach is avgitatz, and the gematcha avgitatz is beragesh, the same word. Im mila ilam be'atzma. Excuse me. Venima Mikan says in Kuzikas Geshum, Adayim, Kinisa, but Knesset, and Hirsch Niknos of Yomem, Papuska, Niborov, Hasdera, Ananibem, and you have it Betiva Hasdera. When you're going to say this posuk, Berov Hasdera, you have it all the Chesed, Yom de Kulu. That's the big Chesed that we have in Azum, Zukukim, Lo, Libakesh, Filatino, Bekashitino. So, Glavin, Chesed Kulu, Mao Keshe, Beno, Le Shefa Yoret. So he's going to go more into this Yom de Kuluhu. So the Mevor Sha'arim in Shad Da Lechelik Be'per Zayin, he says as follows, V'da, this is the Arizal himself. Da Ki, and this is Batra, this is the latest edition of the Etz Chaim. V'da Ki, Shtei Minei Chesed, and there's two types of Chesed. One is the right arm, as we know, that's the normal Chesed we speak of all the time. Echad Hu Chesed B'chati Shu B'Zroa Yamin, and there's the gvur on the left hand side, this is the left arm. Then you have a procession of chasadim which are mashpi on the rest, and he says particularly nigmarim, and they follow suit, they all go down to the hod. V'yesh chesed gadol mikulam, and there's one chesed which is above all that, asher hu nimshach midechura de'al champin, shu chokma shebod. So the chesed actually found in the chokma of al champin, because the chesed is on the right hand side, chokma is on the right hand side. And we always learn that the right hand side, the right kav, the chachan kav, is always really addressed by the chesed or chokma sometimes. The chesed shel zeh shel zua chokma yored v'mata ad bina shu agavon. We know that in a rampin the bina is not on the left hand side of the head, which usually represents the left brain, but rather because of an incident with the atik. We're not going to go into it because of the pachad of the atik. So the bina is yored legoron. So with the bina of arif, unusual to all the other structures of the parzuf, we find the bina in the throat. In our champion, the inaki, kol shifa mazon v'chiyut achilam nimshach letachtonim hu al yedei chesed d'chura. So all the shifa that comes down, all the mazon, all the power that is there for us to continue learning, that is drifting down to the tachtonim, which is us. It's all happening through the chesed d'chura. So the male chesed shibo mitlabish. The male means on the right hand side, as opposed to the left hand side. The right hand side shu mitlavish v'shefa v'az mitlavish ha'shefa v'az ha'chesed adnon malbish ha'shefa hu v'yorad v'not lebina. Therefore all the chesed is going to drip down all the way down. Again, we're going to the right hand side with the chokhmah, which is above, because otherwise you can't understand, because the chokhmah is on the right and bina is on the left. It doesn't go down, it goes sideways. But since we're dealing with arich, we're going to be going down, because chokhmah is above bina, and bina is the yorad the goron. So therefore, the Chochma, where we call the Chesed Elyon, the Chesed Dechura, is going to go down and mitzlavish that Shefa, the powerful Shefa, into the lower sphere, which is going to be Bina, which is directly below it. Then Bina, which is the Amabonim, is noten el olamo tachten al yedei labishu hu oto Chesed nika Yom Dekulo. And that is the power of the Yom Dekulo, which comes from the Chochma to the Bina. And then Bina will subsequently shift down all the Shefa. Now, Mavosh Shorim in Perek Yud Aleph now, that was Perek Zayin, it says as follows. Ad Agdama Da, sorry.
da agdam echad ki leolam en shum shefa nimshach melemala im lo midlabesh tchila bechesed, no shefa that comes down from on top, and we're always looking to draw down. That's all the point of the Shavuot HaKodesh and all the Yehudim that we do to bring down Shefa. We always have to know that it's always Mitlabish and Chesed. Lifi, Shekol Hashar Minei Shefa Biridatam Limatam Mimekomam Hem Mitavim Umityatashim Kocham. Because we know that you're going downwards, Mikumam Hem Mitavim Mityashim Kocham. Because as soon as you bring down anything lower down, it's Mitgashim. And what does that mean, Nafkamina? Nafkamina, it becomes weakened. So the Shefa always weakens itself. And we don't actually want that to happen. We want the strong full potential. So how are we going to bring down Shefa to our level without weakening it? So that the answer is Acha Chesed Hu O Shesh Yimei Bereishit Shumit Mitpashe B'Sof HaOlam Ad Sofo Ad Pi Me'a Ad Pi Ama. So the Chesed, the Yesod LeOlam Einu Mitabe. So the chesed, which is mitlavish on top of this koach of shefa, is going to keep it from becoming thicken and weaken. Ven koach miyatesh klal. Ken kelsu meir, kol kach meir, king, right, kol kach meir, it's going to be meir as powerful was limala as limata. Meir limat kemo limala. Lefi shu chesed gemur ven bo shmarim mitaev. שיתאהבה בירידתו, ולכן כל מיני שבע צריכים להיבש בו בירדת לירדה למדה, וזה סוד יומם יצווה השם חסדו כנודע, כי לא אמר ביום אלא יומם. It doesn't say ביום, יומם means multiple days. לרוגע החסד הוא יום אחד, הוא יום דקולו, כי כולם צריכים לו כוחם. So part of it, that's a tremendous yesod, not to forget, because we'll find this in here again in multiple places in the Arizal, Yom Nikula, Yom Nikula, Yom Nikula, and that yesod is that is a, it's a protection for the Shefa in order not to lose its strength. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you look at the Mefarshim, in particular in Sfirat HaOmer, you find this is only one of the actually six or seven different tamim. What is the purpose of the Yom Nikula? But we're not going to go into all this time right now. But our kopan we have here from Yesod, from the Mevor Shorim, this one time here is as a shmil to the Shefa in order that it should not become diluted. And then it continues at the bottom of the page where Etzchaim Shal Tal, and it says Al Pasuk Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasdo Shekol Orot Mitlabishim Chesed Echad. All the Shefa is Mitlabish in one Chesed, which is called Yom Nikulu. לשומרו מחיצונים, in order to guard it from the חיצונים, כי גבוה ואין חיצונים יכולים לגבו, כמו שמוצבו, כי אמרת עולם חסד יבנים. Oh, see, this is another time. Again, if you know it's clear, the first time of the חסד, the תכלס of the חסד, the כולו, was what? In order that the שפר should not dilute itself. That's one time. A second time we find in the Tzchaim is that it's a protection to or from the Chitzonim, that as soon as they see this delicious fresh Shefa coming down, they're going to grab it. So therefore it's enveloped in this Chesed Dikule in order to protect it. Now, he brings that over here from Shal Mamirashbi, and what does he say over there? Biuro ala idra uzer zutra. Kotev sham shachesed yunkum la nimshach vechesed rala da'atik yain sham. So, and again, he's bringing out all these different tamim. We see. So now, what is he saying? He's saying that where's the makor? We saw that it comes from Arich, and it comes from the Chochma Arich. It's going down to the Bina Shoyoril Goron. In the Mamer Rashbi, it seems to be a little bit of contradiction over there. It seems to be basing himself on the Idr Zutra, that the Yom Nikul is actually based in the Radla, which is Atik's head. Reish the Lord Yoda. So, a little bit of contradiction. The truth is that it's not a contradiction at all. It starts off by the Radla, the Atik, and goes down to the Bina, the Arich. And then we continue. הראינו לדעה שחסד יום נקרא הוא הרע מיוחד שורשה הוא חסד העתיק ומשם נמשך לחסד דחוכמה דרחמפין והיא שומרת כל השפעות היורדים שלא יחלשו ולא יחוזו בהם קלי החיצוניים. So again, these two תכליסים. ולפי זה נבין מהו סוד העניין לחביב חסד זה לעורר קודם תפילה. Excuse me. According to this Mavo Sha'arim and the Yitzchayim and the Shammam Rashbi, so what we see over here, we can understand now, let's get back to our scenario. You're going into shul, you left the altar tefillah, you put you under the mezuzah, you guard it from the shin dalet yud, you're going to Hashem Yisbarach's place of worship where Hashem is to ask for all your panasa, for your health, for your get you out of all these situations. And what's the best Makor you can mechav into is the Yom HaDekulu. Yom HaDekulu has a tremendous segula to envelop your tefillin in order to guard it, to be chavta by the chitzonim, and empower it. And that's why you mechav in this beragesh, ragesh, which is the gematria of gitat, which is the chesed dekulu. So let's continue reading. Omnam tzarech madu mechavanim davka b'shem abgitat lechesed yom dekulu v'lo avaya b'segol o kiyos b'sen. So at the end of the day, why exactly do you have to mechavan on the avgitat, and why not just mechavan on the chesed dekulu or havaya b'segol or something? The same gematria. Says in aleinu yizkor, we have to remember. We have to remember, Alin is called Shkolin al Mirat Pasuk Zer Iraq Shabbat Bet Knesset Betalit Tefillin. Remember, we're leaving the Bet Knesset, we're leaving the house, we're going to Bet Knesset with Talit and Tefillin already on us. Dino Kenikra Meid Edut Sheke Kenikata Bazor Shkod Ebe Vievanu. Because otherwise you call it Eid Sheke because you think Shema without Talit Tefillin. אמנם מי שאינו יכול לבוא לבית כנסת מביתו בבית על תפילין ורוצה לומר פסוק זה בכהנה מכניסתו כשנכנס לבית כנסת להרוויח את מעלות נפלאות עצומות כתובים כאן, אז יעשה כמו שכתוב רבינו הגאון הקדוש מקרמנה בספר הקדוש שולחן טהור שניח תלית תפילין בעזרה, ואז קודם שניכנס להיכל בית כנסת, הוא אומר פסוק זה, ואם אין עזרה וכנסת יניח תפילין במקומו, ואחר יעזור דלת המוח, אחר הוא אומר פסוק זה. So another answer, so for example, the person comes late to shul, and there's no place to put on, תלית תפילין outside shul, so he goes into shul, puts תלית תפילין, then he takes four steps backwards, says the Kamon Rebbe, and then would say this pasuk of Nelevelekim Beragesh. I don't know where he gets this, where he's basing himself on, taking four steps back. That's not mentioned there, Arizal, Zohar, or any other place. I suppose it's just a Remez Ba'alma. V'hine kol inyan lomar pasuk zeh v'tal tefillin mikanes b'kinisa lebet kineses shaya rak v'shachit. And he writes over here that this whole inyan obviously only applies to shachit, because that's the only time you put on talit tefillin, unless you're putting, you know, the shimush rabbah, as we find the Zohar tells us, the shimush rabbah is a third pair of tefillin. There's another fourth pair of tefillin called the rabad that we don't wear, but according to the Zohar, we wear officially, you're supposed to be wearing during mincha shimush rabbah. And therefore, then that would be applicable. But anyway, most people don't wear shimush rabba. Therefore, all these halachas that we've been saying till now only apply to shachrit. Olam. Kadom v'rav kam yomer pasuk zim yichavir b'kavan azul gimot tefilot. So therefore, he says, don't only think that it's only applicable when you're wearing tarot tefillin. This is applicable even to when you're not. אם כן מנחה וערבית, אין בו בעית עדות שקר, אם הולך לבית כנסת קודם חיוב תלית תפילין, ואז יום הפסוק זה, מחייבים קודם כנסת וכנסת, כמו שמצינו בסדר הקדוש, לעשות כל סדר זה קודם אור היום בבוא לבית כנסת, כל העזרה שכחת רק, Shayach should be. Shayach rak bezman chiyuv talit tefillin. V'chein b'shabbat yichol omar b'pasuk zeh gam kodim k'nisat v'et k'nesim v'shach v'lod de'lo shayach tefillin. So don't think it's definitely attached to tefillin. There's an extra mile of the zotzes when you're in talit tefillin, but that's not exclusive. V'chein pasuk rabbeinu ben ishcha in parashas miketz in Shana Rishona, he writes in Sif Gimel, ובכל לא יאמר פסוק ואני ברוב חסדך אלא אם כן לובש בתפילין. So Yoni said the pasuk ani ברוב חסדך אני באמת ישך only when you wear talit tefillin. אבל בשבת יום טוב the aim ללכת תפילין יאמר פסוק ואני ברוב חסדך. So he said different pasuk. נמשיך בדוש ואמר אבא ואמר שמעת פסוק זה בפתח בית כנסת. You say this at the old door opening ואז תיכנס אחרי בית כנסת ולא תאמר פסוק זה אחרי שנכנסת כי מנהג זה הוא טעות ביד הנוגם. So the Arizal says you have to say this at the opening of the בית כנסת and then you walk inside. And you don't say this pasuk once you've come already inside. That's a mistake people do. They say it as they're walking in. No, you have to stop. Say the pasuk, ani borov chasdecha, ani be'em yishecha, and then you walk in. Od, says the Arizal, od yirtse, also there's nothing you should. Kva be'odicha, kodem shenichnas, yomer pasuk v'ani borov chasdecha, yichaven, yivachaven d'shem, av gitatz, alef bet, gimel, yud, tav, tzadi, alef gematria b'ragesh, and it expels the world, it gives the same gematria b'ragesh, as we said earlier. V'in enu, kishchina unikra bet kines. Oh, this is something new now. Why are we saying this? Dafka by the opening of the Bet Knesset. So the truth is, we know that in the Bet Knesset, the Shechina is Shor Sham. And the Zohar actually gives the name of the Bet Knesset. He called the Bet Knesset Shechina. That's what the Zohar says. The Zohar says that the Bet Knesset is called Shechina. I'll read that again. Inna hu she Shechina hi nikra Bet Knesset. ונקרא בית אלוקים. It's also called בית אלוקים. זה משהו בית אלוקים נלר ברגש. That's what we said this pasuk. Achitofel was teaching David the Melech that we go to the בית אלוקים which is the שכינה, which is the בית כנסת. כי קודם שנכנס לאדם בית כנסת because before a person goes to the בית כנסת שהשכינה צריך שמלוך בו אבן ולומר פסיק ואני ברוב חסדך. That Sefer Kadosh Zohar ki pasuk zeh shechomazim gimol avot because this pasuk is merab zeh gimol avot yochem merab gitatz anikra rov chazdecha. So we're going to Hashem is giving this opportunity berov chazdecha from the great chesed that you allow us to go into and to be in contact with your great Shechina. גם יכול לעשות מנעיד זה גימול מוחים חבד אל נוגבד זה כנות. As we know, the Indian Abasha of נוגבד זה is on the נאי, or actually the Tani of זה. So the גימול האחרונים is נצר היסוד, actually made the חבד the נוגבד זה ויחוון ראשי תיבות בית אלוקים. מספר גימול מוחים ראשי תיבות. Nelech beragesh benun. So meaning that you're going to look at these two words. You look at the first word nelech, which is nun, hey lamed chaf. So you look at the nun. Beragesh, you look at the bet. So together it spells ben. Vekavanu shimshach gimel mochim and nizkar leil nugva nikra ben. Shehu shei avayad ayin kenoda. So that's another kavana. The other kavana is while you sing this the nelech be'et alakim beragesh, the nelech you can take the nun, beragesh you take the ben, and that's a kavana that you're being mamlich on nukva, which is the bet knesset, the chabad. V'nei arav mevikan or kavana be'amir pasuk v'ani borav zecha milamed. מלבד כוונה לעורר חסד ביום דקולו שהוא יקדם קודם תיבל אצל למלוך בעבות. You have to be connect, if you want to connect with Hashem, you have to connect through the avot. That's what we pray in the Shemona Esrei. We go through Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So therefore, you have to be mamlich Hashem via the Avot. Tzarich la'avi ma'u inyan zin inoch ba'avot kolam tefila. Okay, this is a new kavanah, so we're going to stop it here instead of just running through it. So let's do it properly next time. Hashem, when we do, what is the third kavanah of Melech Beragash? Okay.